You are now tuned in to the Commissioner's Conversation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Commissioner Gordon.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to another edition of the Commissioner's Conversation. I am your Junior Commissioner, Marley, and here to introduce the Commissioner, Gordon.
Thank you, Marley. I greatly appreciate it. Welcome. How's everybody doing out there today? Doing pretty good. I am recording this on Thursday. So if it's getting to you later than usual, some of these Commissioner Gordon, some of these Commissioner conversations are getting to you later than usual and you're starting to see it. It's because, I mean, it's summertime. It's action packed. My producer and engineer, DJ Reese Boogie, is out in these streets and he is making moves. He's doing his thing. And he has a recurring gig at Restaurant 10 on Bike Night on Tuesday nights, which I usually record. So I would usually record it on Wednesday night. I mean, on Tuesday night, upload it on Wednesday. But now that he has this this steady job, so to speak, that it's kind of made me push it back a little bit. And it's cool because guess what? News is breaking all around us. The Phoenix Suns are now in the NBA Finals. Congratulations, CP3. Congratulations to Devin Booker. Congratulations to the Phoenix Suns. Hopefully the Atlanta Hawks will join you as they play tonight. It's also been reported that Giannis Antetokounmpo will not be playing. He's out for the night. He's out for game 5. It is questionable whether Trae Young will play in game 5. It's also questionable whether Clint Capella will play in game 5. Hopefully those guys are a go and we can get a good game. And hopefully, knocking on a little wood, the Hawks can get a 3-2 lead in this thing as we can try to join the Phoenix Suns in the NBA Finals. I don't get to say that too often, so I'm going to say that damn near every chance I get. How many times have you heard the Atlanta Hawks could possibly be in the NBA Finals in your lifetime? Exactly. See what I'm saying? So if you say, you continuously saying, we can get a chance in the finals, we can get a chance in the finals, yeah, damn it. You damn right. I'm going to keep saying it. Because the Hawks could be in the finals, 2 games away, especially with Giannis being hurt. I'll get into all that a little bit later. But also, we'll get into all the NBA playoff stuff, everything that's gone down in the NBA. We'll go through all of that. Also, today, Thursday, July 1st, marked the official day that the name, image, and likeness sanction went through to where players can capitalize off of their name, off of their image, off of their likeness. And it's going down. You know, it's going down. It's a lot of players already starting to capitalize all on the deals. We'll go through some of those. And Twitter is coming for Dabo Swinney's head on this day. I'll tell you why as we go through right here at the Commissioner's Conversation.
Commissioner Gordon.
Yo, I just told you today is July 1st. It's running up on the 4th of July. Well, guess what? Usually, if you're like me, my family, on the 4th of July, we always get together. And we kind of have a little bit of a family reunion. So what we will try to do is we may go to a park. We may go to a theme park, an amusement park. We may go to the beach. We may just all hang out together at someone's home. But a lot of times, we like to do it with a little style. We like to do it with a couple shirts. And we have your nickname on the back. You have a family tree. Or you might have a family emblem or some kind of symbol that you always use for your family. And then you throw something else on the back and you have fun with it. And guess what? I always use my good people at 323 Custom Apparel. At 323 Custom Apparel, they can put together whatever you want. If you got something for grandma, cool, they got you. If you want something for the kids, cool, they got you. It's whatever you want to do. So go to at 323_custom_apparel. And make your clothing your statement.
Commissioner Gordon.
All right, so I'm going to get into this name, image, and likeness situation as it unfolds. It's going down. And like I said earlier, the whole thing of name, image, and likeness, if you're wondering what it means, it is a way for players to be paid without actually being paid by the university. So what is happening is a player can get paid for being him, for being getting paid off of his celebrity, so to speak, his or her celebrity. So think about it like this. I'm not sure what the year was. I think it was like 2014, I believe. Todd Gurley is at this event and he's signing autographs. He's signing jerseys, and someone paid him to sign a UGA jersey. And you get paid to sign this jersey, and all of a sudden he gets suspended because he was not supposed to sign anything for cash. Like, he could be there, he could sign some stuff, he could take pictures, he can shake hands, he can kiss babies, he can do all of those things, but he couldn't take money. So he couldn't capitalize off of being Todd Gurley. Well, a lot of times in these scenarios, what good is it to be Todd Gurley if you can't capitalize off being Todd Gurley, right? Similar things happened with Terrell Pryor and Ohio State kids. They were up, and I think they were signing some merchandise. They were signing tickets. They were signing cards, all kind of stuff. And they were receiving, like, tattoos. And they were receiving these tattoos, and they got suspended. And Jim Tressel got under fire because they were receiving tattoos. I want to say something similar happened with the Reggie Bush incident, but I am not totally sure. But that's what's happening. So you can't go to the University of whatever and say, hey, I play football, cut me a check. That's not what happens. What happens is you play football or basketball, baseball, soccer, tennis, gymnastics, swim, lacrosse, whatever. You play for these schools, and 9 times out of 10, because you are an NCAA student athlete, you're not allowed to have a job. You're not allowed to be compensated for anything. So what used to happen back in the day, you would get the kids money under the table through a booster, through a shoe company, various ways, and then that trouble or that anguish or whatever, when somebody found out, all of that would fall back onto the school, onto the coach. And yeah, it would fall back onto the player because the players would get suspended, but it doesn't hurt the player in terms of him being drafted or anything like that. So now what's happening is it's almost a modification of that. Like I said earlier, what you can do is, if you are star running back, star power forward, star gymnast, star tennis player, even though you are at a school, you are at a university, you can now go coach at a camp, which many of them do. But now you can get paid to coach at a camp, because if you ever seen a flyer that says, former player or player for XYZ school is going to be coaching at this camp. Let's say it's a football camp. If you're going to enroll your kid into a football camp and you look at a flyer and it says, star running back, whoever will be one of our coaches. Well, before, star running back would not be getting paid. Now, star running back will be getting paid. Before, if star running back has 100,000 followers on social media, well, then they just have 100,000 followers on social media, and there's no real way to capitalize off of that. But now what you can do is you can take and you can market for a company. Let's just take my good people at 323 Custom Apparel. If they wanted to pay a young player to rock the shirts on campus, they could pay him to rock their shirts on campus or to put up a post on Instagram and say, hey, I roll with at 323 underscore custom underscore apparel. And boom, it's a commercial. And the young man could get paid by 323 custom apparel. It would not be by whatever university it would be. So you can get paid off your name, which is you signing autographs, you taking pictures, you know, doing those type things. You can get paid off your image and likeness. Your image would be you taking pictures. You can go out here, you can charge. You say, okay, I play point guard for the University of whoever, and we just went to the Final Four. I am at such and such sports bar, and everybody wants a picture. $50 a picture. And you could be there for an hour. You can be there 2 hours. You could be there all damn day. And if everybody takes a picture and gives you $50 for the picture, you won. Name, image, likeness. Your likeness comes into play where you have these video games. These video games used to kill a lot of these young players because you might play with your favorite university, whether it's NCAA basketball or NCAA football, whatever it would be. You might play with these universities, and we all know who the QB is. We all know who the center is. We all know who the shooting guard is. We all know who it is. They have the same number. Many a times, if this player wears his socks this way, they all, it would be on there, and they wore their socks that way on the video game. If this player had this many wristbands, they would do that on the video game. So we all know who it is, but it just says number 33. Well, we all know who number 33 is. Now that we all know who number 33 is, number 33 can get paid, even though he's still in school. So there's a variety of ways that people can get paid for their image. And I'm going to go through in a minute about how some people have already taken that and are using their platform to cash in. But people are getting paid, and it's to the... There's a mixed bag of emotions, because while many of us, and I say us because I'm on the side that players should get paid, players deserve to get paid, most of the player's time is always going to be in the sport that they're playing. That's going to engulf most of the player's time, because what's happening is they're going to shoot around or walk through workouts. Your breakfast with the team, your dinner with the team, your lunch with the team, your practices with the team, your film sessions with the team, to where that eats a majority of the player's time. And then the player has to turn around and go to school and go to class and then go to study hall. Now, in all that, there is no time for a player to go out and get a job. You were in class from 8 in the morning until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. From 2 o'clock in the afternoon to 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, you're working out, watching film, or on a practice field. There's no time for you to get a job. So I feel like the player should be getting some sort of compensation from these universities that they are drawing millions and billions of dollars for. But this is step one. So people on the opposite side of the fence will say, well, that's going to be crazy because now everyone's not going to get paid. The thing about that is, this isn't a star running back, quarterback type deal. Do you know how many characters there are in schools where if you play for a team, this dude may never play, but he's one of the silliest jokers you've ever seen in your life. He's a character. He has everyone laughing. He's all of this stuff. He's dancing. He's entertaining. The coaches love him. The lunch lady loves him. You know, the janitors love him. Everyone loves this dude. But he never plays. He can get his followers up being this lovable, silly, entertaining dude. He can get his followers up, and just because he's not getting time on the field or time on the court, that doesn't mean he's not eligible to promote somebody's movie studio. He's not eligible to promote someone's product. He's eligible. So your celebrity is determined by the individual. It's not determined by your time on the field. It's not determined by are you the first string quarterback? It's not determined by are you the first string running back? That's not what your name, image, and likeness is all about. So now, with that, with people getting paid, I want to go through a couple of these names because I was impressed. I know you remember probably a few months back, we talked to Sam Crenshaw, and even I was talking about it, to where there was a video. I remember the video vividly. It's on Instagram. You can probably go to Coach Prime's Instagram, where primetime Deion Sanders had pulled up to the campus of Jackson State University, and he had two trucks. I think it was from Chevrolet, either Chevrolet or Ford. I don't remember. But he pulled up in the trucks, and he's in front of the team. He's telling the team, hey, I don't need this. This is cool. I appreciate it, but I don't need this. I'm doing this. I'm making these relationships for y'all. Because y'all need this. So as soon as July 1st hit, and he said it, as soon as July 1st hits, I'm going to do all that I can do to make sure y'all can get paid to help your family for this name, image, and likeness stuff. These are going to be you. I won't be happy until you guys pull up in trucks from Chevy, GMC, or whoever it is. I won't be happy until this is happening for you, because you deserve this. You're putting in that work. You're going through these times. You have the challenges, or maybe not even have a challenge with your family. Your family might be doing well, but you want something for yourself. This is for you. So I was ecstatic to read that Jackson State's Antoine Owens became probably one of the first college athletes to sign an endorsement deal. It was right at like midnight up in New York City. Owen signed a deal with Three Kings Grooming. Three Kings Grooming is a black-owned hair product company. And Owens is a kid. He has like a little afro, you know, everything cool, neat, keep it tight, whatever. And the financial terms weren't really discussed, but the company also made deals with four other Jackson State players. And this was constructed through a relationship with Icon. Icon Source is a digital marketplace that connects brands with athletes. And they, according to the article that I read in Sports Illustrated, are hosting a day-long celebration up in New York City with not just the Jackson State players, but also some young ladies, Hannah and Haley Cavender. They're twin basketball players who play at Fresno State University, and they've signed with Boost Mobile. I think they have up to about up in the hundreds of thousands of followers on TikTok and Instagram. But bringing it back to Jackson State and Three Kings Grooming, Eric Nwankwo, who's one of the owners, there's three brothers that own it. Eric was one. He was quoted as saying in this article in Sports Illustrated, "For us, HBCUs are very important. The main colleges get the credit, and no one really pays attention to the HBCUs. What Deion Sanders is trying to do to get these athletes paid and recognized. That's why this was our first choice. And it's good to see this, because when you are a coach like Deion Sanders and you're going up against not just the big schools in the Alabamas and the Florida States and the Ole Miss, SEC, ACC, but you're also going against a lot of the smaller schools. You're going up against a lot of the, he's in Jackson, Mississippi. A lot of times he's going to be competing for the same dude as a Southern Miss. He's going to be competing for the same dude as a Tulane. He's going to be competing for some of the same athletes as a Troy in Alabama. So it's good that he can come out here, say, I am doing this, everything in my power. He can sit in the living room with grandma, with mom, with dad, with uncle, aunt, whoever's the guardian of these children, of these young men, and he can say, this is what I'm doing. And I said this is what I was going to do, and this is what I've done. Already at the midnight hour, four players signed to Three Kings Grooming. And I don't care if it's just $100 a month. It's $100 a month more than they were receiving. So I took my hat to Deion Sanders, his coaching staff at Jackson State University once again. And also I took my hat to these young men who are knowing their worth or realizing their worth right now in signing the deals. And hopefully this is just the beginning for many of the players. I talked about the twins. There's a gymnast at LSU. She has about, I think her last name is Dunn. She has about a couple million followers on Instagram and on TikTok. She's expected to get a whole lot of money in terms of name, image, and likeness. At the University of Miami, Hurricane quarterback Derek King, he plans on signing a deal with The Wharf. The Wharf is an open-air party experience space down in Miami. And he's signing a deal with them where they have these outdoor experiences, these parties where it might be celebrity singers, actors, other athletes, and they're all being paid to be there. But De'Aaron King had attended a few of these and he wasn't able to get paid. Now he's signing a deal. There's another athlete that's signing a deal. I don't have the name right in front of me, but there's another athlete that's signing the deal and they're going to get paid for being at these outdoor party experiences in Miami. Congratulations, Derek King. So at the same time, while people are cashing in, are doing these things for these deals, Twitter turned and looked at Dabo Swinney. Twitter turned and looked at Dabo Swinney and said, Dabo, you said about 3 or 4 years ago that if players started getting paid, you would be out of here. Well, are you resigning? And Dabo hasn't responded. I'm sure he's not going to respond. If I was him, I wouldn't respond, because what he did was he said some bullshit and hopefully he thought that it would never come to pass. He thought he would never have to eat those words. But here are those. And Twitter doesn't forget. Social media does not forget. And they won't let you forget. So in case you were wondering what happened, this had to be right at about, I want to say about 3 years ago, around two, 3 years ago, around 2019, where basically Dabo had just signed an extension. He had just signed an extension with Clemson University. And matter of fact, he had just signed a $93 million contract for the next 10 years. And as he's signing this, he said, it's something that it didn't happen at the same time, But it happened around that same. The article came out as he was signing the extension, and I think he doubled down on it. But he says, he's quoted as saying, as far as paying players, professionalizing college athletics, that's where you lose me. I'll go do something else. Because there's enough entitlement in this world as there is. Really. So you feel like you can't coach a player who's getting a check because he's going to feel entitled? What kind of leader are you? And if that's the case, maybe you should retire. Maybe it should be over for you. Maybe you should pack it up. But we're going to see. We're going to see now because players are getting paid. And players are going to get paid through social media. They're going to get paid through some of the local businesses. They're going to get paid through various outlets. Players are going to start to create businesses, more than likely, or partner up and form conglomerates and have agents, because what's happening also now is player can have an agent. As long as the agent isn't constructing a deal between the player and the school to where the school is paying him for his, if the agent is connecting him up with some of these cell phone companies or some of these various online shopping companies, whatever, as long as those players aren't getting paid to say, it's not saying because you ran for 1,000 yards, it's not saying because you averaged 40 points a game, you can get paid and you can have said agent. Now, what needs to happen is the NCAA needs to come together with some sort of unified legislation, some sort of unified rules and regulations, because right now they're allowing for the states and the individual schools to handle this themselves. This is where the NCAA falls short and looks like a bunch of idiots, because if they knew this was coming around the curve, around the bend, they knew this was about to happen, you should be able to get in front of this and put uniform rules in place and say, we will accept this, we won't accept that. Because now it's up to you as an individual, as the player, as an agent, as whatever, it's up to you to try to figure out what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. It's up to you to try to figure out what I can do and what I can't do. Because I'm here to tell you that a lot of these states are kind of railroading students. I looked it up in the state of Georgia. They says Georgia's name, image, and likeness law, however, contains a few unique provisions. For example, Georgia's NIL statute allows universities to elect an option that requires student athletes to share up to 75% of an athlete's name, image, and likeness compensation. These shared or pooled funds would be deposited into an escrow account, which would be entrusted to the school's athletic director as the trustee. Student athletes would then be eligible to receive their prorated share of the pooled funds 1 year after the student has graduated. Now, this article that I'm reading does go on to say that despite the availability of that option, that a school like the University of Georgia has already expressed that they will not be directing you to any kind of pool. They will not be requiring Bulldog athletes to pull any individual compensation together and therefore spreading the money out among individuals, because most schools are going to have to do that. They're going to have to separate themselves from some of these laws that the government has put in place, because you're not going to tell me that I can get $1,000 out here in these streets for signing autographs and kissing hands and shaking babies. Yeah, I know. And then I got to turn around and give $750 to the school to be pooled with other players' money who may not be getting as much money. And then when I leave the school, I'm going to get a percentage of that? Nah, that's not going to happen. So the schools that don't separate themselves from this type legislature, the schools that just say, okay, whatever, yeah, or just say, yes, we're going to take some of your money. The schools that are going to do that are going to be the schools that lose out on players. You're going to lose out on a lot of players, not just star players. Like I said before, the star player is not always the guy who's going to benefit from this. The woman that benefits from this is going to be someone who's a personality, who stands out despite what they do on the field, on the floor, on the court. That's who's going to benefit from this. So while, yes, it's a positive step in the right direction for these young men, young women, all of these young athletes to start to get paid and to get compensated for just being you, not for your skill and what you can do on the floor, for being you and being that celebrity, being that personality that we all see, for being that, you can get paid now. You can get paid off your name. You can get paid off of your image and off of your likeness. This is a step in the positive direction. And hopefully, this is just the first step.
Commissioner Gordon.
Hey, it's summer. It's hot outside. It's 4th of July. It's time to fire up the grill. Get around your gang and pop open some Greenwood whiskey. Have a good time. Celebrate life. Celebrate being outside. Celebrate the playoffs. Celebrate being with friends and family. And celebrate with Greenwood Whiskey. Greenwood Whiskey encourages you to drink responsibly. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy being out in these streets and enjoy being at home. Don't just wait for the holidays to drink Greenwood Whiskey. Drink Greenwood on the regular. Have a good time. But drink responsibly as you celebrate. Greenwood Whiskey is celebration whiskey.
Commissioner Gordon.
Hey, yo, real quick. We can go through it right fast. DJ Reese Boogie. Can you hit him with a little "I told y'all" and "my bad"? We ain't did it in a while. Let's do it.
It's time.
I told y'all that the Boston Celtics were out here looking to change their culture. They got tired of all this racist talk. They got tired of all this. Boston is one of the worst places to play. All of this stuff. They're looking to change the culture. And I told you they were looking to hire a black coach. And that's what they did. They hired Ime Udoka. And we'll get into that hiring a little bit later as I get into my news and notes. But congratulations to Coach Udoka. I also told you that Chauncey Billups, Jason Kidd, those two guys were two guys that were out here and they were hot names in terms of head coaches. But they're also hot names because they have a little bit of a past. And both of them have some past transgressions that they'd like to move away from. And for both of them, it was both over 20 years old, but I told you that Portland fan base wasn't going to let any of it die. I told you when Jason Kidd first got his name called out by Dame Lillard, that a lot of people in Portland brought up his past. And he backed away from it. Well, he's gotten hired by Dallas and it's still being brought up. So once again, as we go through the news and notes, I'll go through exactly what happened in those areas. But I would just say I told y'all that those were hot names. Congratulations to both of those. Chauncey Billups going to Portland. Jason Kidd going to Dallas. I also told you that Rick Carlisle was going to probably be one of those retreads who got another job immediately because Rick Carlisle didn't lose his job because he couldn't coach. He was doing a great job coaching and over at the Dallas Mavericks. What wound up happening was that he got caught up in a power struggle and he decided to step away. So as soon as he decided to step away, the Indiana Pacers were smart enough to say, hey, we'd like to have you. And he signed with the Indiana Pacers. So congratulations to Coach Rick Carlisle. I will also go out here and tell you, I told y'all last that the Hawks could beat the Philadelphia 76ers. And I know that was it felt like a whole series and season ago, but I told you. And a lot of people doubted and a lot of people said, nah, Embiid is doing this and they can't stop him and all this. And this, I've run into a lot of haters out here in these streets. And I love it because every time I run into the haters, the Hawks keep proving me right. So I told you the Hawks could beat the Philadelphia 76ers, of which they did. And I believe they can beat the Milwaukee Bucks, of hopefully they will. And they can make the NBA Finals. Now, I will have to turn around and say, my bad. I thought that the Brooklyn Nets would make short work of the Milwaukee Bucks. They did not. You had James Harden out here on one leg. Kyrie Irving got hurt early and wasn't able to get back into the series. And KD did all that he could. Like, I took my hat to him because you could just see it physically. He was working as hard as he could and he put in every effort. And a lot of people tried to clown him for that last air ball, but that man was out of gas. He had carried that squad on his back for the entire series, and he was out of gas. And I understand. I don't fault him at all. It's no shame on his legacy. It's actually more, it's more rewarding, or it should be to shine more of a light as to who Kevin Durant really is and what kind of player he really is. Because when the chips were down, he did all that he could to come through. He did not quit. He did not fold. And he tried to carry the load that was the Brooklyn Nets. Now, they came up short against Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks. But I was wrong. I thought that the Brooklyn Nets, even, you know, down a few percent, 75% of Brooklyn, 50% of Brooklyn, I thought it would be better than the Milwaukee Bucks, and I was wrong.
Commissioner Gordon.
Keeping it in NBA, quick news and notes. We talked about the coaching changes a little earlier. I told you that I would holler at you about Chauncey Billups. Yes, Portland Trail Blazers have hired Chauncey Big Shot Billups. And like I said, despite all the backlash of the allegations that Billups sexually assaulted a woman in 1997. In 1997, I think, was in Boston. He was a rookie. I want to say he and Ron Mercer had charged. They got charged, but they didn't get arrested. Something to that scenario. It was a charge. What wound up happening is the woman basically, you know, didn't press charges or whatever, but there were allegations of it happening.
Okay, bye.